Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, Ian Beckles, Dignitary Radio, filling in for one Drew Garabo. And it's kind of weird because usually when you're filling in for somebody, they're usually on vacation. But it's just, he just shifted everything a little bit, shifted his energy to the morning where he's doing the Mike Calter show and doing a wonderful job at that. I was listening this morning. The guys were very, very entertaining. And that's what we're trying to do here. And I have my people here from MCW Wrestling.
What's up, man?
How you guys doing? Baby.
The crew.
Long time no see, fellas.
Yeah, long time.
Like what? 36 hours?
Sunday.
Since Sunday.
I was hanging out with those guys Sunday. We did our thing. I'd never seen your show before, but it's very entertaining. And this this is what I took out of it, okay? I went in there not knowing what it was going to be, and I left saying them kids are some pretty good athletes. You know what I mean?
And that's
once again, that was
yeah, way to insult them right off the bat, Ian.
I appreciate you trying to make me seem young.
I'm trying not to insult people, exactly, I'm insulting them. Okay, I'm gonna say midgets.
There you go.
Okay,
you go.
Because I'm getting grief when I say midgets. I'm gonna say midgets from now on. Right. Okay.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Yes. Can they people please hear from them? Because Ian and I, we constantly bring you guys up, and people ask us, they're like, why you can't call them that? Like, but you guys told us the reason why you're okay with it. Please tell the people out there listening why you're okay with being called a midget.
It's all right with us because number one, the term midget is the most widely known term. A lot of people don't know the term little people or the term dwarf.
Sounds stupid. So,
and really, who wants to go see little people wrestling?
Is there a difference between midget and dwarf? Is there a difference? Like, in if you look it up in the encyclopedia, is there still an encyclopedia?
Yes, there is.
If you look it up, is there a difference?
Okay, Google.
Right, exactly. You
know? Is there a difference between the two?
I'll see one.
There used to be the terminology was a dwarf is somebody with short arms, short legs, and small stature.
Okay.
A midget was somebody that was proportioned right. They still had normal length arms and legs. They just happened to be really short.
Okay. Yeah.
So you watch those. Do you ever watch the little people shows, Little Women, Atlanta? So
they got big booties. We all watch
them. That's why
he likes them.
Exactly, brother.
That's why.
Yeah, when the twins are twerking, I can't change
the
channel.
They got black girl booties, man.
They really do. So would everybody on that show be considered a midget because they're all kind of differently shaped? You know what I'm saying? A couple of them a little taller. Would they all be considered midgets?
They don't
like to be called that, by the way.
They don't like that, but we're all one. Midget, LP, it's all the same thing. We're not 5 feet. Let's get over it.
But wait a minute now. There's going to be some people out there.
I've never heard of being called an LP before.
LP, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so is that more respectful?
If you're 4'11 right now, you're saying, dang. You know what I mean? Now, is there a height where
good question.
Is a cutoff height?
Is anybody if you're under like 4 foot something?
I thought it was like 4'8". Am I wrong?
Is that right?
I thought. I don't know.
Is
I'm not a midget expert.
Normally anybody 4'9" or shorter
is
classified as a little person.
Well, my Jewish mom might be in that category.
That short?
She's probably like 4'11".
She's almost clinically short.
Yeah, she's like 5 foot.
And you know who put the restrictions on it? Somebody who's 4'9.5".
Right.
You know what I mean? Like anybody 4'9" and shorter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like I said, I enjoyed the show, okay, and
thank you.
I
greatly appreciate
you guys are athletes, man. I mean, I was watching. First of all, you guys grind because you guys roll up out of the truck
and they put the ring together.
Everything up together.
That,
they were grinding, getting it all done. They go in the back, they do their thing, and you know, especially the cowboy match. Okay, you guys are
hard hitting match. Yeah,
I mean, that was a half hour of just movement and athletic. I watch you afterwards. You absolutely exhausted. I mean, are you normally that exhausted after a match?
Sometimes it depends how hot it is out there. And
it's hot around here, bro.
Yeah, it is. But
now, do you do most of your shows in Florida?
We do all Florida, but we do all around. A lot of us, Florida, we start in Florida, then we go off like to Texas, mm-hmm. Ohio, Pennsylvania.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia.
All of them.
So now, Huggy Cub. Now, I was in Huggy Cub's corner, okay?
Yeah, who won?
You know.
We got cheated, man.
Yeah, we got cheated, dude.
What?
We got cheated.
We got bamboozled.
We got hoodwinked, man.
Why?
What do you think, Plix? What do you think? What do you think?
He shouldn't have been running his mouth the whole night. He wouldn't have got his butt whooped.
The sun was in my eyes.
The sun
was in your eyes at 10:30 at night.
Hey. It's out somewhere.
It's out somewhere. Now, as far as, you know, crap talking goes.
Yeah, man.
You do, Huggy, you do 96% of it. He walked up there. He was talking bad about people's mamas.
Okay.
About everybody's children.
Okay.
He was killing St. Pete. He was smashing everybody. So, you're obviously the bad guy.
Yeah.
You ain't the bad guy here.
No.
But you
no.
like to be the bad guy out there.
That's okay, though. It's a persona, man.
Is it more fun to be the bad guy?
It's more fun because, especially with a kids show, because with the kids are more active. Like, one show, I went out there, I said, you know, I hate kids, and it was our match next.
Oh, boy.
I walked out. About 45 kids surrounded me. I said, Johnny, over here, bro. Kids, he said, all right, kids, back up. Let them go.
They was coming to get you.
They needed a police escort to get to the ring. Them kids were about to jump him.
I thought I was Trump from like 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
So when you roll up on a kid normally, okay, are they baffled in some way?
Oh, yeah.
They lock into you, and they, especially a younger kid would look at you and just kind of stare. Is that what happens?
Yeah. I had a kid telling me, hey, kid. You want to play? I'm like, no, bro. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now, Huggy actually says this. He goes, wow, that kid over there is looking, going, I'm taller than him.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, why does he have a beard?
Exactly, they do.
It's a good question, though.
Great question.
It's a really, really...
never seen a midget before. Like, yeah. What is your thought? Like, yeah. What goes through your mind?
Absolutely.
Like, what is going on here?
We're talking to the micro champion wrestlers that I was part of their little outing.
Why is it
gotta be little, man? Little outing.
Wow.
I swear I'm not doing this on purpose.
Is that racist?
Subliminal. I don't know. That might be racist.
Nah, man. I'm not racist.
Little lives matter, man.
I love y'all. And like I said, I was very impressed with just the whole thing.
Presentation.
In the presentation in general.
Thank you.
And when they were coming out and talking crap, young man, Samoan young man right here, he left the ring. And he left so quick. Like, he just swung out and just came out, and I was like, dang. And then I was watching Cowboy doing some crazy athletic things in the ring. Now, I mean, has anybody ever got really hurt in the ring? Because you're coming off the top buckle and crazy stuff. Anybody got really hurt in there?
Yeah, I've got hurt many of times.
What have you done?
Concussions, knocked myself out, sprained hands, knees, hips, back.
Yeah, they say concussions aren't good for you later on in life. That's what they say, you know? Not like I know anything about it. I only played in the league for 9 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I forget things, I have an excuse, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't have time to be hurt, though. As an athlete, you don't have time to be hurt. What do you got to do? You tape a Band-Aid to it and go?
Keep going.
Get a hot tub, get up next day, do the same show over again.
Ready to go. So how many shows you guys think you do a year? How many shows? Once a week?
We are on tour.
About 300 shows.
About 300 days a year.
No, come on.
Between 250, 275 shows.
I'm home by average 1 week.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Now,
where's your home? Is your home base here in Tampa?
Port Richey. Yes.
Yeah, it's the home base of MCW.
I thought you were going to say a show a week. 300 shows a year.
Just about, yeah.
Yes.
So wait, are any of you married? Do you have children? Do you have dogs? Because, like, who's taking care of these individuals and things if you're not?
I got roaches. That's all I got in my house.
You almost don't even need a house when you're gone for 300 days a year.
I mean, are any of you married or you have fiancés or no, just life on the road?
I got a woman at home.
But if you're on the road 300 some odd days of the year, I mean, what kind of relationship do you have?
You got video chat. You got talking on
That's
the
true.
Phone.
Dude, he has the belt.
And he has the belt.
She'll have
that's
to wait.
Sexy ladies.
She'll
like
have
them.
To wait when you got the belt. You know
I
what I'm saying?
I guess so, man.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys. They have girlfriends. I have a soon-to-be 13-year-old daughter back home.
Oh, wow.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
Going on 30.
Can I ask, is she normal size?
She is normal. She is 4'6 right now.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 13. Almost 13.
Oh, that's pretty. That's normal size there for
she
sure.
She forgot.
Now, you're, the lady you had the baby with is normal size.
Normal size, yes.
Okay. Now, did you go through a period where you were. Now, on the shows that I watch, they're concerned that the kids are going to be smaller, and they don't want that. Now, is that what you went through?
We went through a little part of it. I didn't want my kid to be a dwarf at all. I did not. I had multiple knee surgeries because of my type of dwarfism. And when she was born, we knew 3 days later. Because after she went home from the hospital, the very next day we went to the geneticist.
That quick?
And they done it, and the next morning they gave us a call and said, you're good, she's going to be normal.
So did you have a party after that, or you were happy after that?
Oh, I was ecstatic.
Now, anybody else here had surgeries? Go ahead. How many surgeries you had over there?
I lost count.
You lost, wow. Really? Count, hips, knees, what do you
knees,
have?
Knees, my back, and my liver, my shoulder.
And you, I watched you work the hardest putting up that ring. You were up there lugging stuff around, so it's all about the grind.
Yes, sir. And plus, I got to get it ready for all these guys here, you know.
No doubt.
My butt and everything. And yeah, plus mine.
I rolled up, my boy started patting me down. You go, got any money?
I'm trying to make sure you got money, man. I heard you packing, homie.
I ain't got no money, dog.
He'll kill.
Yeah, back.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm from Mexico, bro. You
yeah,
know?
Man. Hey.
I'm sorry, yes, sir.
I ain't questioning anything. So you guys have a show coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, we got a show tomorrow, and you said the word. I'm not saying it.
The place is called the Haughty Heron in Port St. Joe, Florida.
Okay.
And we got it's a at 8 o'clock.
Haughty
and we got a show
Heron.
Sunday and Sunrise, Florida at the Knockout Room.
Nice. Now, Parks and Rec, I'd never been there before in St. Petersburg. I love that little venue right
cool
there.
Cool little spot right
say
there.
Say it again.
A lot of females,
I love
too.
That venue. I love that venue over there. A lot of females.
Yes, it
okay,
was,
I
yeah.
did notice that. Is that yeah. normally the setup? You're kind of outside of bars? Because as people walk by... Nobody's going to pass that. Like, if I was just walking by randomly,
stop.
I would stop, and I swear I would have stood there and watched the whole time because I thought it was that entertaining.
Yeah.
So is that why everybody puts it outside? Because you're trying to bring in the masses, right?
It depends on the building, on capacity. Like, if the roof is real low, we'll have it outside. But if it's a high roof, we'll have it inside and still draw a crowd.
So how are they allowed to do that ring outside of the venue? Because it looked to me like it was almost in that area, which is for bikers,
It
maybe?
Was still inside the venue.
It was still in the venue?
There's a turf outside,
yeah. right.
which is still barriered, and they were still inside
Parks
and Rec.
So you guys were in the grassy area at Parks
yes,
and Rec?
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
gotcha.
Correct,
okay.
correct.
I was trying to figure that out. Look confused.
Well, they have that one covered area where they're playing, you know, different things, and that now they were just outside, and it worked. At first, I'm like, what are they doing?
Right.
And at first, you know, yeah. And I was talking to the owner, okay, and he was like, no, these guys draw. Oh, and that's beautiful because you guys obviously have a following.
Sure. Yeah.
You have like a little cult, little following. You
Florida loves us.
You find
and
that people are moving and following you? You finding
that?
Oh, yeah. We've actually had a couple of people follow us for hundreds of miles. And
really?
Like 4 or 5 shows in a row.
Wow.
It's this one lady, I forgot where it is. She'd been to, 15 shows, she said?
Wow.
What was it? Where was it? Sanford?
Yeah.
Sanford?
Mm-hmm. She's been to 15 shows.
Really? Well, that's beautiful.
So are most of them in Florida? I mean, you guys are home-based here, but are you staying primarily in the Southeast, or do you venture overseas? Like, I mean, is it Canada yet?
We've been
like,
to Canada before.
Okay.
What parts of Canada?
We went to
Saskatchewan and British Columbia.
Yeah.
Okay. Never been to Montreal yet?
Not yet.
That's where I'm from. British Columbia is beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
it was cold, though, but it was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on what time of the year you go.
We went in November.
Yeah. It's cold, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it primarily the South right now that you guys are staying in?
Mostly we do the Southeast because we're based out of Florida, and we try to start our tours in Florida and then branch out and then come back to Florida. So it's primarily Southeast and a little bit of the Northeast also. But we actually just rebooked, what is it now, the 6th or 7th straight year. We'll be at the Sturgis Bike Rally in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Nice. That's a big old thing. Are you guys battling
other MCW teams like
there's
yourselves?
There's only one MCW.
Okay,
one.
So are there other...
That was disrespectful.
Well, I didn't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, are you battling, because obviously you wrestle each other, but are there other groups like you across the country that there's like...
That's a good question.
Why is there no Battle Royale style?
There are other copycats, but we're the top dogs in this business.
MCW is the only midget wrestling company in the world with 100% professionally trained athletes.
Gotcha.
Every single one of us has been trained to wrestle.
Yes.
We're not just a bunch of guys off the street that went, hey, let's buy a ring and put on this show and
right.
we can make money because we call ourselves midgets. No. Especially these two right here. These two are the youngest of the group. Both of these guys had to go through tryouts, Cowboy and Lieutenant Dan. They had to go through tryouts and make the team first.
Like, this was an 11-year process when Johnny started.
Okay.
It wasn't no, oh, you short, come here. No, brother, you got to train. Like, 1 year we had a tryout. We had 25 guys. The first day, 25. Next day was 6.
Yeah.
They thought they coming in because, oh, we short, we going to wrestle. But no.
Money, it's hard work.
We take pride in this. This is our job. This is how we feed families. This is how we. This is what we do.
So how much practicing do you do? I mean, you know, I went out there and I can see the moves you guys. Have you been doing it so long that you don't have to practice at this point?
Everybody practices.
You still got to practice. I mean, when we go home on breaks and we're gone for more than 7 days, you have what's called ring rust. And when you get back in, your timing's off, your footing's off a little bit. So you have to get in there and just run through what you're going to do over again and just knock that ring rust. Get back into the swing of things. Because once you've been not doing something for 7 to 10 days, you're not as good as you were.
And your wind is off, and your wind's going to be off because, once again, I watch these guys, and that was tiring, okay? Jumping off, you know, the top of the rope, the flipping.
Right.
It's
a lot of work.
You know, getting put up in the air and landing on your back. I don't care what, you know, the floor is made out of. That's going to take a lot out of you.
Yeah,
like, what we do, you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Johnny told us, if you feel as though that you learn it all, quit.
Understandable. You got to keep on getting
better. Yeah, you learn new things every day with this business.
And that's every business, brother.
Exactly.
I've been in this business for a long time, and I'm learning every single day. And if you want to be great at something, you got to improve every single
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Well, I love the product. Okay, you guys are doing a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
We do a lot of events ourselves with Greg and myself and my Dignitary brand. And one day we're going to do something all together.
Cool deal.
And we're going to do something cool because we bring them in, though. And we bring the ladies in, my friends.
Okay, you're set.
I know you guys know.
Where do I sign?
Exactly.
I know you guys love the ladies. If you want to follow them, you can go on social media, MCW Midgets, at MCW Midgets. And we're going to be hearing them a little bit more.
We
but we're good, fellas. We're always going to be good.
Website,
www.mcwnation.com. Beautiful stuff. We're going to come back, and we have one more big segment of us, and we're going to be here till actually 7 o'clock.
Okay? Word.
And we're going to be keeping things down. We appreciate Drew Garabo giving us a chance to be in his slot, so to speak.
Thank you,
and,
Drew.
And spit knowledge, as we've done, no doubt about that. We're going to come back and, you know, we'll freestyle for the last half hour or so. And but actually, we're staying on until 7 o'clock.
Let's do it.
My girl Anna's going to keep it down and... you know how she does it. She does it right. Ian Beckles filling in for Drew Garabo. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, man.
Thank you, Bone.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You,
don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Good stuff.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.